Welcome back to our Gemara learning together, Maseches Tainis, Daf Hey, and we're learning the merit of the hostages. They should return now. And in fact, we'll have an allusion in a discussion of the Navi today, which actually came up in the Haftorah a few weeks ago, talking about the hostages returning home. And our soldiers should be safe, and Israel should emerge victorious. We concluded yesterday at the Mishnah, mentioning the Hilchasah, Kevash Israel Shub Einu Posek, that we begin to mention the rains, Mashiv Ruach Mar Dagashem, Shmini Atzeres, and we continue until when? Ad Masa Shalom Kasham, until when do we begin to ask for rain? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Shavar Pesach, the Pesach passes over, which we discussed, is that until Pesach actually passes over, or more likely until Yudale, the Erev Pesach passes over, Meir Omer, Ad Shetz Nisan, until Nisan ends. Why? Shnemer, the Pasuk says, V'yor Lechem Geshem, Moru Umalkosh Berishon. In the first month, i.e. Nisan, he'll make rain for you of Yor Umalkosh. Yor Umalkosh are two different types of rains. What's the difference between them? So that is the subject of the Gemara. Says now, Amar Lev Nachum Lev Yitzchak, Yor ben Nisan, does Yor really fall in Nisan? Yor ben Cheshvan, who Yor falls in Cheshvan. Ditanya, if you learned in the Braisa, Yor ben Cheshvan, who Malkosh ben Nisan, seeming to imply Yor is a type of rain that falls in the beginning of the season and Malkosh at the end of the season. Amalei, no, Hachi Amar Yochanan, they may Yoel ben Petuel, this guy in Mikra Zeu. This idea that there's some sort of, you know, Yor and Nisan and Malkosh. Yore and Mar Cheshvan and Malkosh and Nisan, that was in a very specific circumstance in the days of Yoel ben Petuel, where there he declared that there was going to be famine, and at the end of the famine, as we'll see in a minute, the Gemara is going to explain that God ended the famine by bringing these heavy fall rains in the spring so that it can rain again and then the ground can sprout. Yes, our Gez Malchal Arba, that which the locust has left, the Arba locust has eaten, and everything was really bad. And in order for God to replenish everything miraculously, he made it rain heavily in Nisan, the fields were replenished. And we'll explain that. Oseshan, that year, the year that the famine ended, Yotza Adar lo Yor Hakasham, Adar ended, rain had not fallen. Now, generally, if rain doesn't fall in Adar, so then the season's over, the rainy season's over, and now you have a whole other 6 months without rain, meaning without food. So Yorda Lehem Revi, Rishon Abba Echem Nisan, the first rainfall came from them on the first of Nisan. Amar Lehem Navi Yisrael, and the Navi said to Yisrael, Seu Vizaru, go out and plant in the fields. Amar they said to him, hello, if a person only has a limited amount of wheat, a limited quantity of barley, two calves of barley, he should eat it and die. Should he eat it and live, or plant it and then die because it's not going to grow, meaning it's not going to rain anymore? Because nonetheless, go out and plant the limited grains you have. Naslam, they said, miracle will happen. When this galalem mashiv koslin or mashiv choring the malim, they discovered that in the ant holes and in the walls of their homes were full of grain that the mice had put there. Yotze, they went out. Vizar shnei ushlish revi, they went out and they planted on the second, third, and fourth of Nisan whatever grain they had. The yardi lehem revi or shnei b'chamish b'Nisan, and the second rainfall came for them on the fifth of Nisan, meaning to say that it miraculously it rained a tremendous amount. They keep omer shish asav Nisan, and that they brought the omer offering of the new crop on the 16th of Nisan. What happened is, what normally takes 6 months to grow, during the rainy season, from Tishrei to Nisan, God blessed that's a young, grew in 11 days. The second miracle was, Nimsa Omer Hikre B'tvua Shashishim Chodashim. So, what happens is that Omer was brought with grain that usually takes 6 months to grow, Kar B'tvua Shechas Yom, brought in 11 days. For Al Osadar, O Omer, on that generation they say, Hazarim Bedima Berina Yiksaru. We say in Sher Malos, those who sow with tears will reap with joy. And they were full of tears, and they sowed all the remaining grain they had, and then they reaped the with joy when they realized that God performed a miracle and it all grew so quickly. The Pasuk in Tehillim there says, he who walks along weeping, bearing the container of seed, will return with joy, bearing his sheaves. Says the Gemara, what's this referring to? No sim meshach. He walks along weak and bring a bear container. Amar Yehuda, shark is shulchorish hal chabocha. When an ox draws the plow, when the ox plows, they're crying. And then it was bechazira uchal chazin min atlam. And on its return, it eats the newly sprouted green from the furrow and it's happy. And this is what it means by bo yavo verina. It'll return with joy. Meaning the ox first plants the field, there's nothing there, it's barren, and it's crying. But then when it returns back and things start to grow, it has what to eat on its way. Because again, you're not allowed to muzzle your animal. My nosa luma, so what does it mean bearing its sheaves? Omar Chizda, Omar Leibid Masnisa Tanya, another miracle. Kata Zara Shabil Zisim. The grain of that year measured one handspan and the ear measure 2 handspans, which is a great miracle because normally it's not that big. Okay. During those 7 years of famine, what took place? Omar, Leir of Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, tragically, Kikar Hashem L'Rav, Gam Bal Aretz, Shiva Shana. For Hashem has proclaimed a famine and it shall also come upon the land for 7 years. So what did they eat during the 7 years? So here's a tragic story. Amar Leir of Yochanan, Simur of Yitzchak, Hachir of Yochanan, Shana Rishana Ochel Mashabit Batim. The first year they eat what they stored in their houses. Shani Ochel Mashabit Batim. They eat, you know, left whatever is left in the fields. The third year they slaughtered all their kosher animals. Rebasar behemoth male. The fourth year was so hungry they had to eat their non-kosher animals. Chamishas basar shkatz and rushim, they began to eat the creepy crawly creatures, you know, catching frogs that they could eat. Shishim basar ban aim, when they say the 6 year they ate the flesh of their children who died from famine. Shiva basar zarasayim, they began to eat themselves. The kaimashinemar ish basar zar yachlo. Fill in what it says when a man will eat the flesh of his arm. Very tragic. Once we're discussing Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, let's discuss this a little more. When it says there's something holy in your midst, but I, God, will not enter the city. What does it mean, God will not enter the city? Because there's something holy in your midst, lo yavo be'ir, God won't enter the city. Why not? Amar lei, hachim Rav Yochanan, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is actually a direct quote from Mordechai ben David. Lo avo Yerushalayim shamala. God says, I will not enter the heavenly Yerushalayim at Yavo Yerushalayim shamata until there's an earthly abode for me down below, until Yerushalayim is built down below. Umiika Yerushalayim lamala. Is there really a heavenly Yerushalayim? And yes, they say of Yerushalayim of New York, Yer Shebuchur lo yachtav. They built Yerushalayim with the city, which is joined together, which means to say that there's a joining of down below and above. I think there's a parallel Gemara in Yerushalmi Chagiga, which just interprets that the Yir Shel Chubur LaYachdav is where Jews all get along, get along. Great. Amalei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So let's do some more teaching of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Rav Yochanan. Ma'ay Diksev U'ba'achas Yavru V'yichsulu Musar HaVolim Eitzu. The passage says in Yirmiyahu, they are altogether senseless and stupid. A rebuke of vanity, each one is wooden. Amalei Hachi Amalei Rav Yochanan, Achas Yishiva Muveres Rishayim Gehenim. There's one thing that causes the wicked to go to Gehenim. Mahi avodah zara, idolatry. Ksiv hacha musar havom eitzu. Because here it says rebuke of vanities. Each one is wooden. Ksiv hasam, and it says over there hevel hema maset teutaim. They are all vanity, a work of delusion. Thus hevel vanity refers to idols. Vomrelei Rav Yachim by Yitzchak. Ma'adik ksiv ki shtayim roes asa imi. God says the Jewish people did two evils to me. Tarti hudavi. What are these two evils that are? It's one action that's two evils. So first, the first issue is the prophets say there are 24 transgressions, or some say 22 transgressions, the Jewish people committed. So they refer to this one transgression, which is shkul mishnai, which is equal to two. Why is a avodah zara one transgression that's equal to two? So look at the following. It says, for my people did two evils to me. They abandoned me, the source of the living waters. Lachas lam ba'oros ba'oros nishbarim. To hew out for themselves cisterns and broken cisterns, as in the people abandon the living waters to go to a broken cistern which can't hold water, something that doesn't that's useless. Okay, so what's going on? That's one issue. One issue is they abandon God. Uksiv behu ki over I kitim ura. For the people of Ai and kitim, the kader shalchu v'azbonim od. They go and diligently hamru gai Elohim v'hem alo Elohim. Has a nation changed their God even though they're not gods? Whereas my people changed its glory from which is no benefit. So he explains as follows. Basically, that God says, the one thing is you left me. That's one issue. The other issue is that you look at the nations of the world and they know their idols are vanity. They're wood. They're useless. And yet they still have a fidelity to their idols. They set a sense of loyalty to these idols even though they know they're useless. And you, Jewish people, God says, I'm the Makar Maim Chaim. I'm powerful, and yet you leave me. You have no fidelity and no allegiance and no loyalty to me when I'm effective. And look at the nations of the world who are loyal to the, you know, their ineffective idols. The two issues are: one is you're worshiping idols, and two is that whereas nations of the world still are loyal to their they're useless idols. You're not loyal to me. And in Kavah Chomer, you can say, and I have a purpose. Tana Kusim over in Laish, the Kedim over in Lamayim. The Kushans worship fire, and the Kedirans worship water. Even though the Kushans know water extinguishes fire, therefore water is more powerful than fire, they don't change their god. Yet my people change its glory to something that which has no benefit. Thus we see it's one action that has two ills. Omer Le Rav Nachman Ravitzuk says more teachings. My exhibit he asher zaken Shmuel and Shmuel got old. And he passed away. You mean Yisav Shmuel Kuli High was Shmuel that old? Bar Nun Beis Havi. He was 52. Number Mar Meis Nun Beis Shana. Because if someone dies in 52, Zev Misas Hashem Shmuel Rami. You could say that's the same age as Shmuel was when he passed away. Amalei Hacham Rav Yochanan Zokin Hakavtsa. Old age came upon him. His hair turned white prematurely. And why did that happen? Ksiv Nechamti Ki Him Chlitu Yas Shaul. God regretted making Shaul king after Shaul disobeyed his commands and didn't kill Agagi. As we learned in we talked about last week's Haftorah. Amr Lefan of Shmuel says to God, Ribonish Olam Shaklatani Kimosh Aaron. You say I'm equal to Moshe and Aaron. Which by the way, this halachic import to that statement. We say Yiftach Badoro Kishmuel Badoro, that generally say that you can't have Moshe in every generation, so the leader of that generation is equivalent to Moshe in the sense of the way they interpret Torah. Okay. Tiksiv Shemo, it says, Moshe Aaron Bechoana, Ushmuel Bechare Shemo. Moshe Aaron among his priests, and Shmuel among those who invoke his name. So they're all equated. Ma Moshe Aaron lo batlu ma'isi deim b'chayim. Just as Moshe Aaron, they had a disciple in their life, and who survived them, afri lo yizbatlu ma'isi yad b'chayim. Because God, I want to have a disciple that's going to outlive me. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, hey, Chiyav, so what am I going to do? Lama Shmuel, I can't kill Shmuel now. Lo kosh shavik Shmuel. I can't kill Shaul now because then Shmuel just asked me not to. Let me Shmuel the Zutar. So should I let Shmuel die young and then kill Shaul afterwards? Barani Abisrei. People will say, "Oh, you know why Shmuel died young? It's because he did something wrong." So lo lamish Shmuel, lo lamish Shaul, lo lamish Shmuel. I can't kill Shaul because it's Shmuel I said told me not to. I can't kill Shmuel because it looks bad. So what did he do? Kvar higia malchus David. The problem is that David's time now had come to become the ruler. And you can't have one ruler's reign encroaching the other. So the problem is that we have David has to be king, which means Shaul has to be knocked off, but Shaul can't be knocked off because Shmuel has to not to, and you can't knock off Shmuel because it looks bad. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll make Shmuel gold. So when he dies prior to Shaul, people won't think it's because he sinned. They'll think he was because of old age. Shaul was sitting in Giva on the tree in Rama. What is the relevance of Giva, which is in the territory of Benjamin, near the mount near Ram, which is in the mountains of Ephraim? Tell you, who brought a Shaul dwelled in Giva for 2.5 years? He lost his Shmuel Ramti because Shmuel Davin that he shouldn't predecease him. When you know and God really knock off one person for another person, meaning to say that they don't deserve to die, but God says they're going to die so that he can allow his divine decrees to work. And yes, I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. I'm a Reb Yonas in this case. What is the meaning of the verses? Therefore, I have hewn out by the prophet. I've killed them with the words of my mouth. But my sandal number, I killed them not because of their actions or wrongdoing, Ella Imrefi, because this is the words of my mouth. One person can push aside to make room for another. Again, I don't know what this means. I don't know how God actually works, but this is some sort of illusion of an illusion of an illusion that God has his mysterious ways, and just because someone passes away young doesn't mean it's anything on their end. It could be a wonderful, righteous person, but God has his divine calculations and calculus, which we can never understand or grasp, and I think that's the point of this Gemara, that we don't understand God's ways. God has his mysterious ways, and we can't make assumptions or cast aspersions on people. Okay. Rav Nachman and Yitzchak, Havi Yosef Misudasa. So Rav Nachman and Yitzchak are sitting eating a meal. Amar Rav Nachman and Yitzchak. He says, "No, lemli mar milso. Let's learn some Torah together. Tell me something. Tell me good dvar Torah." Amar Hacham Rav Yochanan. So he says back to him, "Ei masicha misuda shemi kanim kan leveshet. Yavi leizikana. Don't talk while you're eating because it can cause you to choke on your food and it's dangerous." So Basa starts and they finish. Amar Leh. He says to him, "Let me tell you. Hacham Rav Yochanan. Let me tell you a different teaching. You want the Torah? Yaakov in Lomais. Yaakov never died." Armalay, Vhiba, Hi Svavdi Sva Safdanya, Vhatua, Hatini Kinaya, the carver of Kivra. So the all the eulogies we talk about and the fact they embalmed him and buried him, that was all a waste of time. He wasn't in the coffin. Amalei Mikrani Darish. Look, it's an explicit verse. Shinemar, and this is the Haftorah a few weeks ago. Vata Al Tirav the Yaakov Num Hashem, do not fear Yaakov, says Hashem. Al Tach Israel, do not become broken Israel. Kihini Moshiacha Merachok, for behold, I will deliver you and your from afar Vezara Merit Shivam and your seed from the land of captivity. I'll redeem the hostages. Al Tirav the Yaakov, God promises the Jewish people that God will always look out for the hostages and look out for those who are in captivity. Okay, that was the Haftorah a few weeks ago. Makashu Zara, and the verse draws a parallel of Yaakov and his descendants. Mazer b'chaim, just as Yaakov's seed, Yaakov's descendants are always alive, afu b'chaim, so do Yaakov's always alive. And this means in a spiritual sense, that Yaakov always casts some sort of spiritual existence on all of us. Omar av Yitzchak, kolomar rachav rachav miyad nikri. So this is, it came up in Megillah. Anyone who says rachav rachav immediately has a discharge. Amalei Rav Nachman, anamin av loyach. I had said nothing happened. Amalei ki kamin av yodu umechra. When I speak of someone who knows her and is familiar with her, Kevin Mefter mihadei, so when Yitzchak and Rav Nachman were about to leave each other, Amrlei levarchani ma. Rav Nachman says, Yitzchak, bless me. Now this is a very famous gemara. Amrlei, so Rav Yitzchak says, how can I bless you? And Moshalacham Moshalamad davar domer. What does this compare to? Lodim shay yeholach midbar is traveling the desert and they're really hungry. But you're rough. But oyif, they're exhausted. But someone they're thirsty. Umatz ilan sheperasa mutuk mitzilan na. They find a tree whose fruits are sweet and shade is pleasant. There's some sort of reservoir that is flowing beneath them. Ova ochel miperaseha, eats in the fruits, vishasa meyamayav, and they drink from the oasis there. Yashiv etzim, they sit in the shade to cool down. And when they want to leave, he says, Ilan, Ilan, bamavarechecha, tree, oh tree, how can I bless you? If I say to you, your fruits will be sweet. Your fruits are already sweet. If I say your shade shall be pleasant, your shade is already pleasant. Say you should have a stream of water, an oasis beneath you. You already have it. Elo, and therefore, this is the bracha. That's a wonderful bracha. My blessing to you is that may be the will of God that all the shoots planted from you, you kamosech, should be like you. Af ato b'mev recha, so too Rav Nachman, how can I bless you? In b'torah, shall I give you, bless you with Torah, hari Torah. You already know Torah. In b'osher, osher, for wealth, you already have wealth. In b'adam, hari b'adam, with children, you already have children. Ella, yirosh te yotzeh, me'ech kamosla. Rather, my blessing to you is may be the will of God that all your offspring be just like you. What a beautiful bracha and a beautiful way to end. Have a wonderful day.